This is Ozarks at Large. After a year-long hiatus due to the pandemic, the Steel Horse Rally is returning to the Arkansas River Valley May 7th and 8th. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke to the founder of the Charitable Motorcycle Rally to learn what we can expect from this year's event. And Antoinette brings us this report.
When the COVID-19 pandemic led to restrictions on large gatherings, the 2020 Steel Horse Rally was rescheduled for August before eventually being pushed to spring 2021. Dennis Snow, president of the Steel Horse Rally, says emotionally, postponing the event was tough for everybody.
Obviously, that is our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's the event that allows us to give hundreds of thousands of dollars to charity. But to keep the doors open of the Steel Horse Rally was pretty much a trick in itself, because we didn't have the fundraiser last year. In fact, we didn't do any fundraisers. A lot of times we'll do golf tournaments or motorcycle rides. We were unable to do anything last year, and it really financially put us in a strain. It got very, very tense there for a while.
Snow says they were able to survive the challenges of last year and are hoping for good weather for the 6th annual rally this year, which will support 4 local charities: Antioch for Youth and Families, the Buddy Smith Home for Veterans, the Children's Surface League, and the Fort Smith Museum of History. More than $100,000 has been donated to charities during the event's first 5 years. More than 290,000 visitors have attended the rally, and Snow anticipates thousands will show up this year as well.
We're just so excited to be able to do it this year. We did a very detailed plan, which got approved by the state of Arkansas, so it is an approved event. And if history continues and the crowds continue to grow, this will be the largest weekend event in over a year in the entire South. So we're very, very excited about that, a little bit nervous. We encourage everybody to be smart, be safe, be alive. If you're more comfortable wearing your mask, of course, you're not required to, but we certainly strongly recommend that you wear masks, social distance, and we'll have several hand washing stations set up throughout the entire area of downtown Fort Smith.
The 2-day rally features events in Fort Smith and Pecola, Oklahoma. Live music and entertainment will be showcased on the main stage, which this year will be located in the parking lot at 601 Garrison Avenue, across from First National Bank. Organizers are also introducing a new event, the Cops and Cones Motorcycle Exhibition.
The Steel Horse Rally is dedicated to all who serve, law enforcement, military, veterans. And this year, we decided to highlight our brothers and sisters in blue with Cops and Cones. And at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, May the 8th, we're going to take over Garrison Avenue on the corner of Towson and Garrison. And police departments from all over the great state of Arkansas are coming on their beautiful Harley-Davidsons. And they'll be running a precision motorcycle course. No admission charge to watch.
In addition to raising money for charity, the Steel Horse Rally also supports local businesses. According to the Fort Smith A&P Commission, the total estimated local economic impact of the rally has been $60.6 million over the course of its first 5 years. With the return of the rally, Snow says the thing he's most looking forward to is seeing people again.
There's such a brotherhood of those who ride motorcycles, 2 and/or 3 wheels, and we've kind of gotten, there's people that come every single year from all over the United States and other countries. And we've kind of gotten used to seeing those smiling faces and giving hugs. Of course, this year we won't be able to do the hugs, but I am really looking forward to seeing friends come in from Tennessee, Georgia, like I said, all over the United States. And that's going to be the main thing. It's just the camaraderie ship again, the ability to get together.
The Steel Horse Rally is May 7th and 8th, and a complete schedule of events is available at thesteelhorserally.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.